Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Flow Capital Corp's Q1 2019 conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Following the presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. Instructions will be provided at that time for you to queue up for questions. If anyone has difficulties hearing the conference, you may press star zero for operator assistance at any time. I would like to remind everyone that today's discussion may contain forward-looking statements that reflect current views with respect to future events. Any such statements are subject to risks and uncertainties that could cause actual results to differ materially from those projected in the forward-looking statements. For more information on Flow Capital's risks and uncertainties related to these forward-looking statements, please refer to the company's Management Information Circular dated May 2, 2018, which is available on SEDAR. Today's call is being recorded on May 17, 2019. I'd now like to turn the meeting over to Alex Baluta, Chief Executive Officer of Flow Capital.
Thank you very much, Operator. Good morning, and thank you for participating in today's call. I'm joined by Dominic Rao, our Chief Financial Officer. Yesterday, we released our first quarter 2019 financial results, which can be found on our website at flowcap.com or as filed on SEDAR. As with Q4, the portfolio is performing well. For the quarter, our recurring revenue was $1.53 million. That's up 47% year-over-year, and that is excluding the contribution or impact from Logic Global Partners. Adjusted EBITDA was $1 million, and free cash flow for the quarter was approximately $300,000. Dominic will give you a thorough review of the financials in a moment, but I'd like to take a few minutes to talk about the highlights of the quarter and some of the ongoing initiatives that we're working on to continue to improve our performance and ultimately to increase shareholder value. As you know, Flow was formed by the merger of Grenville Strategic Royalty with the Global Partners business of Logic Asset Management. The highlight of the quarter was the sale of that business, the Global Partners business, for $12.375 million. As the transaction was an asset sale and we'll be collecting outstanding accounts receivable on the sales recorded prior to the transaction date, the total value of the transaction to Flow was actually closer to $13 million. Although the transaction closed early in Q2, we had been working on the sale of that division throughout Q1. We undertook the sale of the Global Partners division to streamline our business, to strengthen our balance sheet to meet upcoming debenture obligations, and to facilitate the continued future growth of our business. As a reminder, Flow Capital earns revenue from three sources. One, revenue-linked royalties and other non-equity-based investments, or increasingly other non-equity-based investments in high-growth companies, royalty buyouts or buy-downs, and realized return from equity and warrants in our royalty investments. In terms of new investments, we did not close any deals in Q1, but we are still seeing strong inflow of leads in our pipeline. The volume of deals continues to track at a rate of approximately 900 deals per year, as it has for the prior 2 years. One of the key initiatives that we're actively pursuing is increasing the threshold of quality on the companies we choose to invest in, and this undoubtedly is having some impact on our close rates. Having said that, we did close a small deal in early Q2, and we have several high-quality investments in various stages of completion. I expect more news on the deal front in the coming months. As I said on the Q4 call in February, we will not sacrifice quality simply to deploy capital. I'd rather see us pass on another 900 deals than knowingly invest in one subpar deal. That leads to another initiative that we're actively undertaking, which is an effort to double or triple the number of deals that enter our pipeline. Part of that is simply getting the message out that we have significant capital available to invest, but we're also undertaking several new efforts aimed at increasing deal flow. Specifically, we have a new website launching in the coming weeks. We will be increasing our marketing efforts, primarily in digital channels and sponsorship, where we can better access entrepreneurs in our targeted high-growth emerging businesses. We are considering responsibly adding headcount in the area of deal sourcing, and we are pursuing more channel and referral partnerships. Ultimately, this is simple math. The more deals we see, the easier it'll be for us to invest in the highest quality companies. In addition, as we discussed on our last conference call, we are adding new non-equity deal structures to our investment toolbox in order to both increase the number of high-quality deals we do and diversify and reduce our overall risk portfolio risk profile. Ultimately, the objective is to be able to offer the most appropriate non-equity investment structure to the best companies. It might be a revenue-linked royalty, a tranche of venture debt, or a hybrid debt royalty structure. We want to focus on investing in high-quality companies, not be slavishly attached to a single investment structure. On the operational side, we're actively pursuing the enhancement and, in some cases, digitization of various internal systems, including digital onboarding of leads for due diligence, automated risk assessment to supplement our knowledge and experience-based assessments, streamlining closing procedures, and automated performance and portfolio tracking and monitoring. Those are a few examples. The enhancements of our core system, and processes is a critical upgrade that will enable us to better scale our business and proactively monitor our business and our portfolio. It will also lead to future new business opportunities. While it might sound like these are expensive initiatives, new expenditures will be modest, as a big part of this is about better allocating the resources that we have. On the portfolio side, as I mentioned again last quarter, we are changing our approach to distressed investments. Historically, we could have done a better job of monitoring, holding companies to account, and executing on our security rights. We've begun to address this primarily by helping our investees' companies see and address worrying trends, warning investing management proactively about the cost of deferments or restructurings, aggressively pursuing some of the high-value defaults, sometimes in partnership with strategic partners. Our objective here isn't to be inflexible. Many of our partner companies might experience a hiccup or two on the road to success, but part of our value proposition to the investee company is flexibility and patience. But it's also in our best interest and our investee partner company's best interest to reduce distress situations, reduce the severity of those situations, and ultimately reduce underperforming investments and improve our chances of recovery. I'll summarize by saying that Flow is in the strongest position it's been in several quarters, or several years actually, to capitalize on the large and growing opportunity of investing in emerging high-growth companies. We have an excellent team, a clean balance sheet, significant capital, and the right vision, and I think a great market opportunity ahead of us, all of which should lead to increased shareholder value over the coming quarters and years. And I look forward to being part of that team. And with that, I'll turn it over to our CFO, Donica, for a review of the financials.
Thank you, Alex. Recurring revenue from royalties and interest was $1.5 million in Q1 2019, compared to $1 million in the same period in 2018. $364,000 of the increase was due to royalties earned on new investments closed in the last 12 months, and royalty payments were higher by $203,000 due to growth in revenues in some existing investments. But this was offset by a reduction in income of $126,000 from investments previously bought out and three investments not accruing any income because of non-payment. Non-recurring revenues from royalty buyouts was zero in the quarter, compared to $125,000 in the same period in 2018. Revenues as reported under IFRS were $2.1 million in Q1 2019, compared to $1.8 million in the same period in 2018. Revenues in the quarterly period were impacted by net non-cash items of $1.3 million compared to $600,000 in the same period last year. This non-cash amount consisted primarily of $5.6 million for adjustments to fair value, negative $3.9 million for realized loss on investments written off that were previously written down to zero as a fair value adjustment, and $349,000 for foreign exchange loss. Included in the adjustments to fair value was $3.1 million relating to shares and warrants held by Flow Capital. The $3.9 million realized loss relates to two investments, fully written off, and where Flow are actively pursuing legal proceedings against these two investees, Cherubim Builders and Solar Brokers. Total operating expenses were $1 million in Q1 2019 compared to $1.2 million in the same period in 2018. The change is due to $313,000 restructuring costs incurred in Q1 2018, offset by an increase in professional fees of $73,000 in Q1 2019. Incurred as part of the transaction to sell Logic Global Partners business. We estimate operating expenses to run between $250,000 to $350,000 per month in Q2 2019. We recorded adjusted EBITDA of $1 million in Q1 2019 compared to $100,000 in the same period in 2018. The increase of $923,000 was due to higher recurring royalties and interest of $585,000, lower operating costs of $237,000 because of no recurring costs, because of no restructuring costs in 2019, and adjusted EBITDA generated by the Logic Global Partner business of $342,000. Free cash flow was $302,000 compared to negative $133,000 in the same period in 2017. The increase came from free cash flow generated by the Logic Global Partner business. As of May 16, 2019, we believe recurring revenue from royalties and interest for the month of April 2019 will be approximately $500,000. As at March 31, 2019, the total value of investments were $24.6 million, an increase from $24.1 million at the end of 2018. Cash returned from the investment portfolio was $1.4 million in the quarter and $7.9 million in the last 12 months. Our cash position was $9.1 million, which has increased to $9.8 million as of May 16, 2019. I will now turn it back over to Alex.
Thank you, Donica. That's it. That's the end of our formal comments. As I said, we are very excited about the future. We have a great team, a very strong board, lots of initiatives underway to improve our performance and improve the volume of transactions that we see so we continue to focus on high quality investments. And as always, we are always we're open for questions, and feel free to contact us either by email or phone at any time. We appreciate your continued support. With that, operator, I'll turn it over to you for questions.
Certainly. At this time, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. We'll pause for a moment to compile the Q&A roster. Again, that is star 1 to ask a question by phone. Again, that is star 1 to ask a question by phone. There are no applicable questions at this time. I would now like to turn the call back over to our presenters for closing remarks.
Thank you very much, operator. We appreciate your help. Thank you, everybody who attended the call. And again, if you have any questions, feel free to call us or email us, and we'll respond as quickly as we can. We'll chat next quarter. Thank you very much.
This concludes today's conference call. We thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.